Yeah, we fell short there at the end. It was real savvy with that screen. And Andre Johnson just made a big play. Kudos to that guy.
How tired were you guys? I mean, you looked pretty gassed that entire fourth quarter. You're on the field a long time.
Yeah. You know, they were making a lot of intermediate passes, trying to grind us down, get us tired. But we held up pretty good. You know, coach started getting the rotation going real well. So we held up, but they just had that one play. And, you know, that's a game of inches. So they made one play more than us and executed on it and got a touchdown and game over.
You guys haven't had a win in a long time. Is it just you just need that one play to go your way to get the feeling?
Yeah, man, we just need that one play, man. That one play, man, that'll put us over the hump, man, and secure the victory. We had them beat there. It was up 14 for a while, and they stormed back, and they just out-executed us down the stretch. We just got to do better.
It looked like you guys finally had some fun out there for a long time.
Yeah, we did. We had a lot of fun out there. We had fun out there just making plays and just being relaxed and doing what we practice to do. You know, and that was one of our focuses coming into this game, is just relax, you know, and go out there and play ball. And that's what we did. Sucks we couldn't make the plays at the end to win the game, but, you know, what can you do? But keep pushing.
What changed a little bit? Because late in that fourth and then OT, you just couldn't. It seemed like you couldn't get that extra first down.
Well, nothing really changed. I mean, we're human. You know, they're going to make adjustments. So are we. You know, they made a couple more adjustments than we did, and you know, we couldn't make the necessary plays to, you know, close out the game. So it happens.
When you're 1-8, and you kind of do what you did, have a chance to win a game against one of the best teams in the league. Does it say a little something to the rest of this locker room about the rest of the year in terms of, you know,
nah.
I know there's no moral victories, but still to kind of you're that close or maybe closer?
No, nah, we believe in our process, and I've been saying that since game one. We understand what we can do on this team, and we keep going out there and playing like that. We'll live with the results.
Why did Henny click so well?
I mean, the way he practices like he's going to start. He's always one play away. He understands that, and today you saw that.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we played physical. There's some instances where, we needed to finish drives, and, we had some get away from us. But, it was a grind, and we knew it was going to be a grind, but, didn't go our way.
When so much goes right in the game, and you're 1-8, and you feel like you got it, and it gets away from you, I mean, does it make it even more frustrating a little bit?
Yeah, it hurts, man, especially against a division game, and and teams that just always have hard hitting games, and we wanted to come out and prove a point, and, come up short. It makes it hurt a little more. So
take me through the 28-yard run in overtime. What did you see on that?
Just saw how the linebackers played it. I saw that the outside was there, so made the outside cut. We haven't really bounced anything outside, the whole game. So, it's kind of, they're kind of playing it inside a little bit. So that's kind of how that developed.
Getting the regular duties, do you feel like you gave the running game a spark today?
I'll have to watch film. I felt like I missed a few holes, but, the O-line got after it today. And, so everyone was getting after it today. And, just have to watch film. Kind of see how everything developed.
A lot of things went well today, except the outcome. You got to feel pretty good about the way the offense worked, right?
We did some good things on offense. We had some big explosive plays. Our young receivers made some big plays. Chad made some great throws. but it's a four-quarter game, and in this case, a five-quarter game. And, we had our chances to win that game.
Chad came in, and the offense really didn't miss a beat at all. In fact, it got a little bit better after Chad came in, but that's to be expected from him, right?
Yeah, Chad's been in the league a while. He knows how to operate in game-time situations. And, unlike past weeks where he's coming in, where he was coming in later in the game, he came in pretty early, so he was able to get into a rhythm and get some throws off. But it was good to see that from him.
Seemed really physical up front. Was this one of the toughest of the year?
We made a point that we were going to be physical with these guys at the line of scrimmage. For us, that was going to be the key to the game, how well we played against their front four. And I think we did some real good things against them. I think we had them a little bit flustered. and we just continue to be physical with them. But that's never going to change. That's how our line is going to play, regardless of who it is.